glorious Saturday. At least I am. I went to go watch Creed earlier. Me and the wife, we went to go check out Creed. And we went to this upscale movie theater. And this movie theater, I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like as soon as you walk into the theater, to your immediate right, there's this big bar with top shelf liquor that you can just order and get toe up on. And then also with the movie theater, you don't have to stand in line to order your food. So basically, you scan your ticket or whatever, you go to your seat, and they got the reclining seats and all that. And then they got a little push button that you push on the seat. And when you hit the little button, some little person will come up with an iPad and they'll take your food order. So you order food sitting in your chair, and then they go down there, fetch your food and bring it back up to you. And the food is slapping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like it ain't that your standard everyday run of the mill nachos and cheese that you get from the so-called poor people's movie theater. You know what I'm saying? Like they give you some top-notch food. Like they bring your popcorn out to you in a silver bowl. You know what I'm saying? And then when they bring your drinks out to you, they bring it out to you in real cups, not plastic, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They bring, so basically you're gonna spend some cheese at this theater. But if you want the full experience in terms of the food, when you go, I don't care what movie you're going to see at this theater, you need to be prepared to spend at least $100 just to go to the doggone movie theater, all right? But I find it worth it because y'all know me. I'm one of these uppity, edumacated, bougie Negroes. And when I go to the movie theater, I do not like being in the movie theater with hood rats. And hood rats could be anybody of any race. You know, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. When I say hood rats, I'm talking about people who are just yipping and yapping during the entire movie. That is like one of my biggest pet peeves in life, is people who just can't shut up when it's time to watch the movie. You know what I mean? So I figure, well, let me go spend some cheese to go to the fancy schmancy joint, which is way out in the cut too, because I know all little hood rats of every race, they can't afford to go out there and watch the movie. So at least when I go out there, you know, me and the wife, you know what I'm saying? We can quote unquote pop bottles and watch our movie in peace. But so I watched Creed today. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was a top-notch movie. It was decent for Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut. So it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. The storyline could have used a little work. I guess in terms of trying to make it somewhat realistic. And what do I mean by that? Well, I don't want to give a spoiler, but I'll just say that how Jonathan Majors, how he came to be a fighter, fighting professionally, is extremely unrealistic as to how that happened. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, and then there were some other elements to the story where it was like, you know, it was kind of hard for me to describe it without giving spoilers, but anyways, I just think there could have been a little bit more work. I don't know, you know, maybe it was a budget thing, time restraint thing, I don't know. But overall, it wasn't a bad movie. You know what I'm saying? It was, like I said, I give it about, if I had to give it out a rating out of a 10, I would probably give it like a 6. You know what I'm saying? He says, is it the retelling of Clubber Lang? I don't even know who Clubber Lang is. I have to look that up. Let me look up Clubber Lang. Who the hell is Clubber Lang? Oh, that was Mike Tyson's character. Oh, okay. I'm not Mike Tyson, but Mr. T's character. I honestly cannot remember, right? So I've seen most of the Rocky movies, but I'm gonna be honest, I haven't seen them in years. So I'd actually have to go back and watch. Because I mean, I remember that movie with the one with Mr. T in it, but I just can't remember. I can't remember the storyline because I think that movie came out in 1982. I was 2 years old back then. And so I seen it here and there. I just can't remember what the storyline was. But anyways, overall, Creed, it was decent. Like I say, for his directorial debut. But anyways, let's go ahead and get to our favorite subject material, ladies and gentlemen, talking about these Negroes in the community. Y'all know why y'all are here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to certain channels to hear them bash and talk about B-dubs all day. Y'all go to other channels to hear them clown and talk about BMs all day. Y'all go to other channels to hear people cry and whine about white folks and racism all day. But when you come to the G-Dizzle channel, y'all are here to hear me talk about these Negroes in the community, regardless of their sex and all the ignorance that they engage in. You know what I mean? That's why y'all come here. You know what I mean? That's why y'all come here. So let me check something real quick. I just figured out that I can stream to Facebook. So I'm streaming on YouTube and Facebook at the same damn time. At the same damn time. I didn't even know I could do that. So I'm over here looking at my Facebook fan page. I got a Facebook fan page of like 12,000 subscribers or followers over there. I literally did not know I can stream over there at the same damn time. So anybody over there from Facebook watching, shout out to you. Anyways, let's get to talking about these Negroes, man. That's what y'all came here for, right? So we're going to talk about this YouTuber named Ami in a Hellcat. Ami in a Hellcat. I prefer your takes on it. All right. Basically, a man who feels someone wronged him and is out for only himself and take everything from ever. Oh, okay. Yeah. If that's what the storyline was when Mr. T was in Rocky, then that is kind of close to what took place in this Creed 3 movie, right? So, but like I say, it was a decent movie. I mean, it wasn't the greatest. I don't see him winning any awards for it. But like I say, it was a decent effort for his directorial debut. So it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. So like I said, I give it about a 6. And maybe as Michael B. Jordan progresses, I predict he'll get better over time at directing movies and all that other stuff with his career. So shout out to Michael B. Jordan. I'm a fan. Shout out to Jonathan Majors. I'm a fan. Listen. I think, here's my opinion. I think Jonathan Majors is potentially the next Denzel Washington based off of everything that I've seen of this dude. I think I learned about him like 2 years ago when, what was that HBO show, Lovecraft Country, when it came out. I think he did a very good job in that show. And then obviously you see he's playing Kang in the Ant-Man movie and he got this going on. I think he did some other stuff as well. But I think based off of what I've seen with his acting skills, I think that dude probably has the potential to be the next Denzel Washington, right? To where he's like, because I know everybody's like Michael B. Jordan, and then there's the other guy, John Boyega, the dude from England. And then you got them, what's his name? The other two British dudes, the one that plays in Snowfall, and then the one that played in Get Out, whatever his name was. But I think out of all the black actors that are out, the new crop that's coming up, I think Jonathan Major might be the one that actually really excels. Oh, him and Michael B. Jordan. I kind of see, here's what I predict with Michael B. Jordan. I probably see him transitioning more into behind the scenes, kind of like, what's old girl's name that played in Boys in the Hood? Regina King, right? Regina King, she was, started off as an actress, but now I think a lot of her work these days, she's like kind of more and more behind the camera these days. And so that's not to take away from her acting ability, because Regina King is, I think she's an awesome actress, but I kind of see Michael B. Jordan kind of going that direction. And then I kind of see Jonathan Major, you know, assuming everything, you know, he keeps his head on straight and don't let Hollywood infect him with their sickness out there. I potentially see him becoming like the next Denzel Washington. Now, you mentioned Denzel Washington's actual son. I don't remember what his name is, but I don't think Denzel Washington's actual son is going to be the next Denzel. And the reason why is not to say that he's a bad actor. I mean, he's not the greatest from what I've seen, But I think the problem with Denzel's actual son, what's his, matter of fact, let's look up his name. Denzel Washington, son. I don't know what his name is. John Washington, John David Washington. That's Denzel's son. Here's the problem that I think, let me share my screen. Here's the issue that I see with Denzel's son. Let me share the screen real quick. Go on. All right. So I've seen a couple movies Denzel's son, John Washington, has been in. The problem that I have with it, with him, is that when he's on screen, I see Denzel Washington. Like, he sounds like his father. You know what I'm saying? It's like, granted, it's probably in their genetic makeup. And obviously, he was raised in the house by his father, so it was natural he's going to take on tendencies and characteristics and attributes similar to his father. But it's like, every time I see him on screen, and I realize that this was Denzel's son, I can't separate him from his father. It's like, I see his father, I hear his father. You see what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, well, we already have one Denzel out there. You know what I'm saying? He's almost like a carbon copy of his father. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but because obviously that gives him privileges and advantages. But at the same time, that's he doesn't, from what I've seen, he's not going to be able to stand on his own. Maybe that'll change. I don't know. But I just see his father. I don't really see him. But your man's Jonathan Majors, I think he has serious longevity and potential to become like that dude in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all the older blacks, you know, Wesley Snipes, Will Smith, Denzel, who else? I'm trying to think of whatever. All, you know, even Idris Elba, they're all kind of, you know, aging out. When I'm not gonna say aging out, but they're all getting into to where they're gonna start taking roles as the grandpa. they're going into the grandpa phase of their acting career. You know what I'm saying? So Jonathan Major is gonna be that dude in Hollywood. You know what I mean? He's just gonna be that dude. So shout out to Jonathan Majors. He was in Creed. I think he did a pretty good job. And shout out obviously to Michael B. Jordan. But like I say, overall, I would give the movie about a 6. Not bad, but you know, it is what it is. Though I didn't like Devotion that much, Majors did well. I think Lakeith Stanfield is closer. You think Lakeith Stanfield, he's a kind of a weird dude, man. I'm not saying Lakeith is a bad actor, but he's just like it's hard for me to place him. He's just kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? You know what I didn't know? Y'all know he played Snoop Dogg in the Straight Outta Compton movie. He played Snoop Dogg. I had recently rewatched it about a month or two ago. I was like, wait a second, that's old buddy. That's Lakeith Stanfield. I didn't know he had played Snoop Dogg. But yeah, he played Snoop. But yeah, he's a little strange, man. Not saying he's bad, but I don't know. Majors nor any other actor will ever reach Denzel's level off of his Malcolm X character alone. Look, they probably said that in regards to Sidney Poitier back in the day. Like Sidney Poitier, when he was coming up, he was considered like that dude for his era. And I'm pretty sure people back then was probably like, there's never going to be another Sidney Poitier. You know what I'm saying? Every generation is going to have this star that just shines and just shines ridiculous, right? Denzel, obviously, his portrayal of Malcolm X was so damn good that people probably think Denzel was actually Malcolm X in real life. You know what I'm saying? People watched that movie and they probably thought that was actually really Malcolm X instead of that being an actor. But there's going to be somebody who comes up. The only time will tell who's going to be that dude for their generation. I mean, that's just how it is. So And then they're gonna be heralding this person as the greatest thing to ever bless the silver screen. You know what I mean? It's just kind of how it goes, man. A Soldier Story. Who was in the Soldier Story? I mean, I remember that. That was a great movie too back in the day. I remember my dad used to love that movie. Oh yeah, when Denzel was in Soldier Story, yeah, that's right. He was in there. Yeah, and Training Day. Yep, I remember that. Training Day was awesome as well. Anyways, that's enough about Black Hollywood actors, man. I mean, there's some decent actors out there. They're putting in some, like I say, Lakeith Stanfield is decent. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He's just a little weird. But then again, that might be a good quality to have to make you a, you know, if you want to be like a great entertainer, I think you got to be a little weird or be borderline insane. You know what I'm saying? In my personal opinion, if you want to be like a great entertainer, whether you're a singer, actor, or rapper or something like that, I think you got to be borderline off your rocker. Because if you look at all the greats, you know, you look at their personality types, you toss them a couple lines of cocaine to snort. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, those are like my favorite examples, right? Go back to the 90s Mary J. Blige, the 90s Jodeci, when they were out here just stuffing their noses full of cocaine. They made some of the, they made the soundtrack to my life back then. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sexy Red. They made the soundtrack to my life back then. But I think you got to be a little crazy to be a great artist in that regards. You know what I mean? You think he was miscast as Frank Lucas? You don't think? I think American Gangster was pretty good, man. Who do you think should have played Frank Lucas? Like, what other actor? I mean, I don't know. I'd have to go through my mental Rolodex and try to think, like, who else could have played that role and been just as good, if not better. I'm thinking maybe Wesley Snipes, but then would Wesley Snipes have done it, considering he already played Nino Brown in New Jack City? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Majors is with Marvel movies. His character be around for 30 years. Okay. And we'll see. I haven't seen the Kang version with him playing Kang. Is that actually the character's name in the comic books, Kang? When I heard it, I was like, damn, out of all the names, they call this nigga Kang. We was Kangs and Queens, huh? That was the first thing that went through my mind. They really call this nigga Kang. All right. And then I saw this interview. Matter of fact, when I was watching Creed, they were talking about Jonathan Majors, you know, during the previews. And this one white chick was like, I just love him as Kang. I can't wait to go see Kang. All I kept thinking about was Kangs and Queens every time she said it. Kang the Conqueror. Yeah, man. I was like, really? All right. Anyways, so let's get to the Negro nonsense, right? So, listen, black folks, man, I know black folks love the floss and stunt. We love waving money in front of people's faces. We love getting up online or in your face. You know, even before social media was a thing, we love going out there and showing everybody in the world that we're rich or pretending to be rich, right? You know what I'm saying? You can go out, you know. I learned this early on because, you know, I told you guys about my uncles when I was coming up. There were some dope boys back in the day. And I remember them with the gold dookie rope gold chains, the Kango hats like LL Cool J, the Adidas track suits, the four finger rings, pulling out knots of money. Like I seen all this when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was my first introduction into, wow, niggas really love flexing and stunting on people. And so I kind of went through my phase of that a little bit. But when it comes to Negroes with the flexing and the stunting, when it comes to that, you gotta be careful. And now I'm not saying that you need to be careful because you're going to end up getting robbed and all that, which is a possibility. But I'm saying if you're going to flex and stunt, you need to pay your taxes, nigga. You need to pay your taxes, nigga. That's what you need to do. Right? You need you, especially if you're gonna flex and stunt on social media, you need to be paying your taxes. Cause here in America, you can get away with pretty much any crime except for not paying the federal government your taxes. You look at the infamous gangster Al Capone. Al Capone, the notorious bootlegger out of Chicago, responsible for God knows how many homicides back in his day. But what sent him to prison? He didn't pay his taxes. So he spent the rest of his life in Alcatraz out in San Francisco and died of what's that disease you get? Syphilis. He died of syphilis. But all the crimes of running, bootlegging alcohol and killing people all up and down the East Coast of America and the heartland of America, what got him caught up at the end of the day was he didn't pay his taxes. So if you're going to be flexing and stunting, you got to pay your taxes, ladies and gentlemen. You got to figure out a way to break Uncle Sam off a portion of your money. Because that is the one guaranteed thing that will get you locked up in prison. I mean, that's it. That you can't escape it. You could take all your dirty money and try to figure out how to wash it, turn it into clean money, but you got to break Uncle Sam off their money. You have to do it. I mean, look, they still trying to put President Trump in prison over damn taxes. So it don't matter what position in life you are, you got to pay them taxes, nigga. So let's get to Omni and the Hellcat. So I've never watched one video of this dude, but apparently he was a very popular YouTuber. So it says, what to know about the cable piracy case? Please don't tell me I got to pay for this crap. Oh, let me make it bigger. Hold on. What to know about the cable piracy case against popular YouTuber Omni and the Hellcat? Bill Omar Carrasquillo, I guess that's how you say it, age 36, sentenced to 5.5 years in federal prison and ordered to forfeit $30 million in assets this past Tuesday. So this is him, his cars, his house. This is his house out in New Jersey. All of that is now property of the federal government. So this week, a popular Philadelphia area YouTuber known as Omni and the Hellcat was sentenced to more than 5 years in federal prison for running one of the most successful TV piracy schemes ever prosecuted by federal officials. So Omni and the Hellcat, whose real name is Bill Omar, pleaded guilty to charges including copyright infringement and tax fraud last year. His punishment was announced Tuesday and included an order to forfeit more than $30 million in assets. In court, Omni apologized to his family, employees, and the companies he scammed, and said he, quote, didn't know the significance of the crime until he was arrested by the FBI. Now, I remember seeing a YouTube video. He was actually live when the recording a video when the feds showed up at his house and started raiding it. Now, at the time, I really wasn't familiar with the dude, so I didn't know if that was like a prank video or something like that. But apparently it was real. You know what I'm saying? It was real. Says, quote, $30 million is a lot of money, but tangible objects aren't everything. U.S. District Judge Harvey Bartell III said, says, you have a large following, and there may be people who think if you can get away with it, they can too. So it says, here's a look at the case, Omni's rag to riches story, and what landed him in prison. All right. So Omni, 36 years old, is the man behind the popular YouTube channel Omni and the Hellcat, where he shares slickly produced videos set to hip-hop beats, in which he shows off his collection of diamond-encrusted bling, his spacious Swedesboro, however you pronounce that, his spacious home, and a fleet of 57 high-end sports and luxury cars parked out front. This nigga got 57. A five with a seven behind it. 57 high-end. High-end typically means $100,000 or more on average. 57 high-end sports and luxury cars parked out in front of his damn house. His YouTube channel has attracted more than 1 million views and 800,000 followers. This chubby ass nigga right here. Everybody in black YouTube is on some, you need to lose weight. You need to lose weight and get in shape so you can be a high value man. This fat faced Negro right here got this damn house and other properties, and he got 57 high-end sports and luxury cars parked out front. Remember when Kevin Samuels was at the gas stop, the gas station, and there was a, what kind of car was it? There was like a Ferrari parked in front of the gas pump. He was talking about Big Shirley can't fit into that, and everybody in black YouTube went crazy. Ooh, Kev got the Ferrari. He got this. Man, Kev was playing in the minor leagues. This nigga over here had 57 of them damn whips. Says, what's his background? So, he grew up in North Philly and was raised as one of 38 children. The hell? One of 38 children. What does that mean? I know damn well his mama ain't had no 38 kids. Maybe he grew up in a group home or he, I don't know what that means. Anyway, it says in his videos, he often spoke about his troubled upbringing. His mother died of an overdose. He's described his father as a drug kingpin who taught him how to cook crack at the age of 12. As a child, he bounced between the care of relatives, foster parents, and his father when his pops was out of jail. He has said that at one point, he was staying with a caretaker who had him committed to a mental health institution solely for access to prescription narcotics that his guardian planned to sell later in the streets. Wow. So it's no wonder his attorney told the judge during the sentencing Tuesday that Omni got into drug dealing in his teenage years and beyond, spent time in and out of jail before swearing off the trade in his late 20s, and turning his attention to the business that would eventually land him in federal prison. So your man came from struggle. Mom's OD, dad was out here teaching him how to whip that work in the kitchen at 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? He in the kitchen whipping work at 12. Wow. This nigga was destined for prison. It was just written in the sky for him. Hey, so what did he do? So Ami was indicted in September 2021 for running a multi-million dollar business known at various points as Gears TV and Gears Reloaded, through which he and two other defendants opened dozens of accounts with cable companies like Comcast and Verizon, and they hacked the encrypted cable boxes. So this nigga went from whipping work to putting his IT skills to use in illegal ways. This Negro went from whipping work to doing cybersecurity crimes. So he hacked the cable company's encrypted cable boxes and then streamed and resold the copyrighted content transmitted through them, like on-demand movies and TV shows, to their own subscribers over the internet for as low as $15 a month. So he set up his own on-demand streaming service. So the so-called illegal IPTV or Internet Protocol Television, which I know quite a few people who use that, It says has grown into a $1 billion a year industry in the U.S., according to recent studies, with as many as 7% of North American households subscribing through hardware widely available online and preloaded with apps to access copyrighted content. All right. Says, but Omni's crime is one of the most brazen and successful cable TV piracy schemes ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. So this nigga's going down in the Guinness Book of World Records, y'all. Says attracting more, listen, he attracted more than 100,000 subscribers and generated more than $34 million in profits before it was shut down by the feds in 2019. This Negro had over 100,000 people paying him at least $15 a month, y'all, to watch their favorite movies and TV shows through his IPTV service, and racked up $34 million in profits, not revenues, profits. So how will Omni pay off the debts he owes from his sentencing? So in addition to the 5.5-year prison term, the judge ordered Omni to forfeit more than $30 million in assets, the money he personally took home from his business, as well as pay nearly $11 million in restitution to the cable companies he pirated. Because Omni failed to report, he failed to report any of his IRS money. He failed to report the IRS money. Wait, hold up. Because Omni failed to report to the IRS any of the money he or his business was making between 2016 and 2019, he owes an additional $5.7 million in back taxes. So between 2016 and 2019, this nigga made over $34 million, y'all. $34 million. Didn't pay any taxes for obvious reasons, of course. But now they still, that's the crazy thing about the IRS, right? They want their taxes even if you are involved in illegal activities. You could be out there whipping work, just got the trap jumping all over the place. The IRS still wants a cut of that illegal money. So it's almost like why waste time cleaning it? You know what I'm saying? How much does it cost to clean money? I have no idea how much it costs to launder money, but whether you launder the money or not, the IRS still wants their damn taxes at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Omni going to a jail cell, Lou. But your man's made $34 million over the course of 3 years. Says money to cover some of the debts will come from selling off assets that federal authorities seized during a 2019 raid. They froze multiple bank accounts opened by Omni and his co-defendants and seized his collection of Lamborghinis, Porsches, Bentleys, and McLarens. Like I said, y'all thought Kevin Samuels was stunting on you niggas when he was at the gas station looking at that damn Ferrari, which some people say it wasn't his, but you know, that's another conversation for another day. Your man Omni over here been stunting on niggas. Lambos, Porsches, Bentleys, McLarens. They say he had 57 of them that were parked in front of his house at any, this nigga had his own high-end luxury car dealership literally sitting in front of his house. And it says they seized a portfolio of more than four dozen properties. Four dozen, that's almost 50 properties. In case you guys don't know, a dozen is 12. 12 times four is 48. Everybody on YouTube talking about real estate investing, flipping houses. Niggas ain't got one house. Your man Omni had almost 50 of these shits across the Philadelphia and its suburbs. His mansion that he lived in in whatever city this is called, Swedesboro. I don't know how to pronounce that. It says that's also being sold off as well. He told the judge Tuesday he and his family plan to move to a smaller home they are building in Upland Borough, Delaware County. He says, I'm only guilty of making money. He posted a video at the time of the raids titled, The FBI Sees Everything From Me. I ain't guilty of nothing else. He said he since had a change of heart, admitting to his YouTube audience and in court Tuesday that he committed several felony crimes. He says, it just sucks. It sucks to lose my house, to lose properties, money, all my cars, jewelry. It's an embarrassment. So was he in prison? The judge gave Ami until May 8th to begin serving his sentence. Until then, he remains free on bail. And so far, he seems to be taking his looming incarceration well. So your man's was out here stealing cable, made $34 million in 3 years. Bought all types of luxury cars, houses with all this illegal money, owes $5 million in taxes. But he's still roaming around free. Doesn't this totally discard the pro-black babblers? Man, if that was a black person, because imagine if this was a white person, right? And they said they got free. Niggas will be online talking about, man, if that was a black person, they lock him up in jails immediately. They would have executed him immediately. We can't do none of that in America with the three K's. Nah, nigga. Apparently you can in America. you can do a lot of stuff the white boys do and not go to jail, right? Or not immediately go to jail, because he's free until May 8th when he got to go surrender himself to go start his prison sentence. Since prosecutors had sought to imprison him for up to more than a decade, so he was looking at more than 10 years in the bang. And in an Instagram post, after hearing he had a sentence of less than half that, was a good outcome. I thought they were supposed to be locking niggas up under the jail immediately. 10 years, he got sentenced to 5. He'll probably be out in 3 with good behavior. Anyways, he says it may be a salvation for my fat ass to lose some weight anyway. Niggas need to lose weight to become high value. Man, stop. This chubby ass nigga with man boobs over here. Imagine if this nigga was in the black manosphere. Like I said, I ain't never seen his content. But imagine if his ass was in the black manosphere. Y'all see Anton Daniels trying to flex and stun on niggas all day. Nah, nigga. Anton Daniels ain't had nothing on this nigga right here. Now he has something on him now because this nigga's going to jail, but I'm just saying. But what's the lesson, y'all? The lesson is this. If you are black, well, it doesn't matter what race you are, but since I'm talking to the Negro delegation, if you're black and you want to get online stunting and flexing on niggas, like I say, this nigga had mansions, 57 high-end sports cars. The videos I saw, he was just flexing on you niggas. Jewels all in your face. Just flexing on you niggas. Making you feel bad about your entire existence. Like, God damn. If you're going to do all that, nigga, you need to pay your taxes. You need to pay your taxes. Like I say, you can get away with damn near any crime in America. Ask O.J. Simpson. You can get away with any crime in America. The one thing the federal government is 100% guaranteed to come after your ass on and put the entire power of the federal government behind them to lock your ass up is you not paying them taxes. It don't matter if you got a legal business, everything's 100% on the up and up, or you out there whipping work and washing money all over the place. It don't matter how you're doing it. You got to pay them taxes. You can't be out here stunting on niggas and not paying your taxes. That's the moral of the story. right? All you niggas out there collecting super chats galore, Cash App just jumping every live stream. I hope you niggas is putting away about 30% of that for taxes. You niggas coming on here smoking your cigars. You out here with your little middle of the mall jewelry trying to stunt on niggas. I hope you are putting at least 30% away so Uncle Sam can get a piece of that money. Right? That's what niggas got to learn, man. If you're going to learn how to play the game, you got to figure out how to pay them taxes. And then when you go out there paying your taxes, then you can figure out how can you reduce the amount of taxes that you owe. So you could be like Donald Trump and not pay taxes at all. Because everybody be hating on Trump. Trump ain't paying no taxes. Who wants to pay taxes, nigga, if you don't have to? Nobody. If all you Negroes could go up to the government, to your tax preparer, and they could find a way to dwindle it down to where you don't owe nothing, you niggas would be walking up out of there skipping and floating on clouds. Don't nobody want to pay no damn taxes, but you need to put money aside for the event that you do have to pay taxes, right? Like I say, I don't care if it's a legal business venture or an illegal business venture. The IRS don't give a rat's ass. They want their money because they say, where that? He made $34 million in profits. This ain't revenues coming in. This nigga had 100,000 people paying him $15 a month at least to watch his IPTV, Internet Protocol Television, where he was illegally streaming television shows and movies. 100,000 people paying him at least $15 a month. This nigga did $34 million in profits. Not revenues, profits. Right? IRS is like, we need a cut. We need a piece of that. We need at least $5.7 million of that $34 million. Yeah, we know it's illegal. Yes, we know you hacked the cable TV boxes and was out there streaming like a motherfucker. But we still need a piece of that. Because we got senators we got to pay. We got money we got to send to the Ukraine. We got food stamps, EBT cards we got to load up on the first. We need a piece of that. You got to pay them taxes, man, if you're going to stunt and flex. That's what we getting these rappers caught up. These rappers be out here performing at these shows. And as a matter of fact, I want to say, so I went to college with Rich Boy. Throw some D's on it. Me and him went to college together. We used to live across the hall from each other in college, right? So I spoke to Rich. I was talking to him on Facebook probably about 4 years ago. We was talking on Facebook. And he was telling me when he first got popping, because the last time I seen Rich was in 2005 at Tuskegee. It was like the year before Throw Some D's On It just blew up before he became like that nigga for at least a good year, right? And so I was talking to him, and we were just laughing about it. He was telling me how he made so much money during that time frame. Like he became like a millionaire damn near overnight. He was just getting paid, just racks on top of racks on top of racks. But I don't think this nigga was paying his taxes, because I think he actually got in trouble with the IRS as well. I got to go look it up. But that was one of the things, because, a lot of these rappers, they get paid in cash at these shows that they do, which is how they make their money. But what they often do is they go online and start flexing and stunting on you broke niggas out there. But they don't realize the IRS is looking at social, like you niggas don't think the IRS got a social media account, not just their official one. I'm pretty sure they got an official one, but you got niggas that work at the IRS that got regular ass social media accounts, and they be following the same celebrities that we follow, right? Except these people are in a position to pull their financial records to see if these niggas is paying their taxes. And like I said, it don't care what niggas is doing. The government is coming to get that tax money, B. So if you're going to be flexing with the money phones and smacking chicks on the ass at the strip club, nigga, you need to put at least 30% of your money to the side, right? Because the Fed's coming for you. And there's going to be a lot of y'all's downfall, especially those of y'all that start getting some real money out there. This is going to be y'all downfall. You niggas don't want to pay your taxes, man. You want to flex and ball on niggas, but you don't want to pay your taxes, man. Pay your taxes, nigga. That's the moral of the entire story. Pay your taxes, nigga. You about to come out like Gucci. We're going to come out in shape with Gucci Mane. Yeah, he's going to come out in shape, huh? Yeah, we'll see. Well, maybe. He ain't got nothing else to do but work out, I guess. Catch Me If You Can is a lesson. Yeah, that was that movie with, what's his face? Leonardo DiCaprio. Everyone that wants to catch niggas doing something has a social media account. Social media is going to be the downfall for black people. Well, it's going to be the downfall for modern American. I mean, it's already predicted to be that way. Social media is making people stupid, man. And I seen this happening. I seen this coming like 10 years ago. When what's that nigga's name? Anybody know who Boot Gang is? This little dumb nigga from Florida. Boot Gang. Pretty sure y'all seen this dumb Negro. This nigga's from South Florida somewhere. I remember when he first came out like 10 years ago on social media, this Negro will be recording these videos of him committing crimes. And he would go into a convenience store and steal some shit and record it and laugh. I remember there's a video I saw. There was like a street vendor, had a little table set up. They selling their trinkets. This nigga records a video of him jumping on top of the table and crashing it and breaking this man's shit all up. And then gets up, runs away, and starts laughing. I was like, niggas, you know, it's kind of related to what I was talking about last night, but I'm like, niggas will do anything to be seen and go viral. Even commit crimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas are literally on here committing crimes and recording themselves as they're committing the crimes. And then when they get caught, they looking stupid, like, how did I get caught? Nigga, you uploaded it. You all in front of the camera showing all 32 teeth, bragging about it. Nigga, you wrote it in a song. You recorded a music video as you were doing the crime. It's like, nigga, what do you mean? How did you get caught? What the hell is you talking about? But they'll still be shocked, like, I can't believe it. How did I get caught? Like, what the hell, nigga? That's you. You're the only nigga out here with a Joker tattooed under your damn eyeball. Like, what is you talking about? But this social media is going to be the downfall of niggas, man. I mean, it already is. Men, women, old and young. Niggas is stupid. And then combine that with the fact that niggas don't like paying taxes. Niggas always trying to scheme, like, because we in the middle of tax return season. I'm pretty sure every last one of y'all know at least two people trying to claim somebody else's kids for their taxes. Like, that's going on right now as we speak. Everybody just passing kids around. All right, let me get Dante for this year. Like, kid ain't even related to you. You're just some random little nigga that grew up down the street. You trying to claim him. So you can go get some extra more money back on your refund. This was gonna put niggas in jail, man. Paperwork and doing too much on social media is gonna be the downfall of the Negro delegation. You know what I mean? And it's only gonna get worse as time progresses. It's only gonna get worse. But anyways, your man's here. 5.5 years in the bing. 30 million in assets. All the money he ever made. This nigga gonna come out, he gonna be looking like Frank Lucas when they let him out of prison at the end of the movie. But man, that's a lot, man. If you gonna stunt and flex, pay your taxes, nigga. That's all I want to tell y'all, niggas. Pay your taxes, man. Break Uncle Sam. You cannot outrun Uncle Sam with this crap. You can't do it. it's almost impossible. They coming to get your fat ass, skinny ass, ugly ass, whatever ass you got, they coming to get you if you don't pay them taxes. They might not come get you today. They might let you, Uncle Sam might let you linger on for about 5-10 years. And then they just gonna come out the blue, pull a kick dough, and throw them bracelets on you. And now you owe 5-10 years worth of back taxes and fees and all kind of crazy shit. But they was watching you the entire time. Pay your taxes, man. Hire you a CPA, certified professional accountant, or whatever the hell it stands for. Keep track of your money, man. Keep track of that money. Uncle Sam says you need to break them off. The ultimate pimp, Uncle Sam. All right. So that's all I want to share, man. I ain't want to be on here long. I just want to talk about Ami and the Hellcat. All right. That's all I got. Any other thoughts before I chuck deuces on you niggas? Go back in here and watch me some TV. Shout out to all my peoples on Facebook. Like I say, I didn't even know I could stream to Facebook. So I'm currently streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I got more fans on Facebook than YouTube, but whatever. I just can't monetize a damn thing on Facebook. But shout out to all y'all over there, man. Hit the damn subscribe button. All right, y'all. That's all I got. Y'all be safe out in these streets. And I'll come back and do another story on some Negro nonsense, man, whenever I find something that's interesting to talk about. All right. I'm out. Peace.